Hey, what's going on, you poo-pushing plutocrats? Welcome to Grunt Speak Live. I am Toxic Male. It's not just me here tonight. I decided to bring one of your favorite people along for the ride, Joe Biden.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on. I still remember.
I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
But with that being said, we do have some new lives saved to report.
Yeah, I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what, look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her, like a little lady.
We are now officially up to, what is this count up there? Let's take a look here. 475.
But you see that sucker over there? 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds.
The pandemic is over. It's amazing. President Biden tells 60 Minutes in an interview in Detroit. Oh, he was in my own backyard.
Hey, by the way, are you in Oregon?
Got a mangy, dementia-ridden kid diddler in my own backyard.
Come on, man.
There you go. have some dick.
Come on, man.
The Democratic establishment has to come out and say it without admitting it, that one, he's not in charge, and two, he's out of his fucking mind.
These are a bunch of thugs, and they're terrorists, domestic terrorists.
If you notice, no one's wearing masks, the president told journalist Scott Pelley.
Wear a mask. It's not just about you, it's about protecting your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Do the right thing.
So they're rampaging all about him. Like, the pandemic is over is surely what everyone wanted to hear. Biden made the declaration on Sunday in a 60 Minutes broadcast. But before rushing out to the ticker tape parade, sit down. It's still raging in the sense that it's a dangerous virus. It's infecting and sickening and killing people, mutating to survive and haunting the globe. You mean like every other disease?
If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially. Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
So it says, Mr. Biden has not ended the official pandemic emergency. When the official emergency ends, some 15 million will lose Medicaid coverage.
We're going to make sure we reduce the premiums and reduce drug prices by making sure that there's competition that doesn't exist now, by allowing the Medicare to negotiate drug prices with the insurance company.
Makes so much sense. It cracks me up every time Biden opens his mouth. The entire establishment has to pretend like he's in control. They have to pretend like he's not nuts.
Here's the deal. The fact is that everything he's saying so far is simply a lie. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
We don't want to pay our student loans. We don't want to pay for health care. Yeah. Gee, could that possibly be contributing to the rampant inflation?
More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
It's not surprising that he says this weird shit. I mean, just look at him. He finishes his highly scripted speech. And then it's like John Travolta, the gif from Pulp Fiction.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, go to redonkulous.com/donate and make a monthly pledge. A link is in the meat gazer box.